we as humans tend to see the world in a very human-centered way. So we often think about what is the benefit to us from species? And maybe the benefit is, you know, for bees, for example, we can say bees pollinate a lot of the plants that we depend on, both our crop plants and plants in the wild. Or we might care about the natural world greatly, and we care about species that kind of keep that natural world humming. I have some concerns about thinking that way, because there are a lot of species out there that it's very difficult to pinpoint a material benefit. And monarchs are one of those. So there are tourists that go to the overwintering sites in Mexico, and people benefit from that tourism. The tourism actually has some negative consequences for the monarchs when there are too many people going to these very small, fragile overwintering sites. I like to think about monarchs kind of differently than what's in it for us by saving monarchs. So there are a couple of ways to think about that. And one is, monarchs used to be a very common species, and monarchs depend on intact ecosystems, as do humans. In the end, if we make the world so it can't support monarchs, that means that the world is going to be much less better at supporting us. So we can kind of think of monarchs and so many other species as like a canary in a coal mine, that these species are telling us what we're doing to the natural world. So when we work to preserve habitat and the environment for monarchs, that means that that environment is going to be better for us. It's not because the monarchs make it better for us. It's just because the monarchs need what we need. So we can think of monarchs that we have changed the world in a way that makes it less hospitable for monarchs is a very bad sign for us. The other thing that I think is really important about monarchs is they build a connection between humans and the natural world. And so many people have raised a monarch. They recognize monarchs. There probably is no other insect that as many people recognize to species. I mean, we know what a mosquito looks like, but there are lots of kinds of mosquitoes out there. We know what a bee looks like, but there are lots of kinds of bees out there. People recognize monarchs. They know about monarchs. They care about them. And that's not only good for monarchs, but that's good for people, and it's good for the natural world. So when people have a stronger connection to nature, it's good for them. It's good for us to go out into the natural world. If we're going out to look at monarchs, it doesn't matter why we're going out into the natural world, but it benefits us in terms of our health and our cognition and our ability to get along with other people. There are just so many benefits from that connection that we have for the natural world. And in many ways, monarchs build that for people. So I just can't tell you about the number of people who enjoy going out to look at monarchs, or who think about connections between their backyard and habitat between their backyard and Mexico and these overwintering sites in Mexico, the people in Mexico. So all of these connections that monarchs are helping to build for us will benefit us. So again, it's not the monarchs themselves. It's just what they do for us and what they signify for how we're caring for the natural world that I think is most important.